I want to say a little bit about spirits. You know, Christmas spirit. To me, it's also spirit animals and spirit souls on the other, or not on the other side because they're here. But inviting the spirit of my beloved ones that have transferred out of their bodies and become souls. And in my family, there's a history of people passing or transforming or traveling to the spirit world in Christmas. So it's for me, it's very spiritual time, not religious, but spiritual. I feel the presence of a lot of spirit, especially around solstice, winter solstice, on 22nd of December. It was this year, and I think that's why I more like to say that I celebrate midwinter or winter solstice, or Yule, as they say, in pagan times, because it feels closer to my heart that we are celebrating winter solstice than Christmas, because I cannot do things just because of traditions. I need to have a meaning behind it. I have to go into celebrations with my whole heart, because I think celebration is something you mark, you celebrate, you are joyful, cheerful, and then it has to come from my heart, not my brain or from some demands from somebody. And I think also that, winter solstice is it's the the longest night and the shortest day in the year. And I think that's so symbolic, to have, because I love the dark night of the soul. It's kind of like that. You really get a reminder, and symbolic reminder of that, how important it is to have these seasons. With winter, then people think everything is dead, but all the magic that is really working in secret, underneath the ground, or in spirit realm, or inside yourself, all the healing that is happening when you are peaceful and take your energy. You know, when it's summer, you have this outgoing energy. Usually you go out, you embrace the sun, you're maybe more social, and then the autumn come, and then you go a little bit inward, and it start raining, and maybe, like in Norway, it is really windy. And then you have the winter that is really cold, and it seems, when you just look with your eyes, it seems very dead, and all the leaves have fallen off the trees, and of course there are winter greens, but except from them. And it's time for reflection, I think. So in pagan times, the winter solstice was more a celebration of the goddess, the moon energy. And then they believed that on this special day, the winter solstice day, that the moon would give birth to the sun. And it's kind of poetic, I think. And also in different religions, there are, and also in Christianity, there is this birth of Jesus 2 days after, you know, on the 24th of, or people are not disagreeing on this, which day. It depends on who you ask. There are many directions. But usually, in Norway, we celebrate Christmas on the 24th, because he was, Jesus was born on this day, according to that belief. So, but in pagan times and in winter solstice, is more this the birth of these higher beings like Jesus and others, was more the birth of the spiritual son within, and that we are not separate from the Creator or their love or their universal unconditional love, as many of us have been conditioned to believe, and to feel that we are less than divine beings. So that is beautiful as well, I think. And to go inside and find this I don't know, this light, this sun inside ourselves, this feeling of value, and use the winter solstice to let go of our past and to make changes within ourselves. And then you can see that the winter solstice as a personal awakening, that something is starting deep, deep, deep inside yourself, going through the winter and knowing that the spring is coming, not so long after, and you can start blossoming and growing again. But then you have to be resting and integrating and healing in the dark and really dig deep to have that growth. So I think there's a lot of beautiful symbolism, not only in religion, but also outside religion, and in myths and history and in different cultures. So, and I like to invite spirits in for every time I celebrate something, and ask out if there's some spirit that really wants to come and be there to help with the celebration, or for me personally, or my family and friends, or for the world or the earth. And I think many people think they have to sit in ceremony, you know, in you have to go to Amazonas and sit in a group, or you have to go and take some psychedelics with a shaman, or and of course people can choose what they feel is right for them, but I think that makes the step harder for some people. And like me, I don't like psychedelics and I don't like drugs and from neither the synthetic world or in the natural world. So then you kind of are in a void between. So where are you then? Where do you belong? And for me, it has been very sacred to create ceremony just in ordinary life, or when I celebrate, I just take in some elements instead of course, I go to the stone circle and I do stuff like that, but you don't have to do it with a lot of ritual and a lot of drumming and singing and howling and everything, or sage and burning sage, and it's so many rituals for so many people. A lot of people love them and feel it's sacred and beautiful and love to take all these hours doing these things. But for some people, it's just too much and it feels overwhelming and they don't know how to start. So I just want to show you a couple of things like you see in these pictures where we have made a little Christmas table or solstice table. and it's very simple, really. It's not very fancy and it's not expensive, and you can take what you have from your Christmas tree if you have that, or in your closets, or you can use what you have, or you can pick something in from nature like I did with the pine cones. I'm going to say something about them because they have really deep symbolic meaning to me personally, and you can decorate very simple, but inviting with the decoration, you can invite spirits in, or what you want to send out that day, or in the Christmas or solstice time, like a prayer. It's like you do it with love and devotion and for yourself, and to create an atmosphere. So again, you don't have to sit in a circle and invite a lot of people, or attend to some social event and pay a lot of money. You can just do it simple with what you have in your home, So that's very beautiful, I think. So the tree spirits, tree, not the tree, yeah, not the tree as well, since it's solstice and Christmas and we have the tree as a symbol. And of course, that symbolizes a lot of different things as well in what we believe in. But I, your Christmas tree or your solstice tree is real medicine. And if you, like me, have an organic one that is not been, there's no toxic on it, then you can really eat it if you want. I always feel bad by taking the tree in, so I always ask. And we discussed this, having a plastic tree, and that also felt so really wrong. Yeah, even though you can use the same over and over again, I lack the spirit in the tree. So every year I ask the tree if it's okay, if I can go out there, and they give me permission. And as I said, if you have an organic tree, you can really use the needles and also the bark. And what we have it for the whole December and the whole January. So we don't just have it for a week and then throw it out in good shape. We really let it die inside and then use it over the needles, or I chop it up and I can use them to put it in my flower pots to protect the seeds in the winter time. So there's a lot of things you can do with it to kind of recircle the tree. And of course I give thanks when I get it, and I give thanks when it's finished. So I really feel this gratitude for my tree, and I can feel the spirit when I take it in. It's so magical and it's so uplifting, and it's green, it's the heart chakra, so it's kind of open up my heart. And that's why so many also feel allergic to the tree. It really cleanse and detox, and then you can get a lot of toxins, old toxins from your system and your liver out in the bloodstream, and then you can sneeze and you can get clogged lungs and everything because of so much is starting to circulate, because you're breathing in this really clean energy from the tree and the essential oils from the tree. And of course, there are different types there also, because if it's a really toxic tree, of course, that's not healing. So you have to decide who to support there. The tree spirits that I invited in for Christmas this year, or solstice, was wolf spirit. I have wolf with me all the time, but it's coming more stronger now and then, and especially now before solstice, and a deer spirit, and a pine con spirit or pine, which is a kind of a tree used also for Christmas or for solstice. I can maybe start with the pine con, since I mentioned the tree. And the pine cones are really, really medicine in every way. Spiritual, the essence of it, the physical appearance of it. You can use, you can eat the pine cones, and it's really seeds. So it really make new trees. That's beautiful in itself. So you can make jam of pine cones, and especially if it's young pine cones, and it's really strengthening for the immune system. So again, it's for the heart. They come from a green evergreen tree. So they really open up your heart and your lungs. And if you know the pine, the tree, the essential oil from the tree, you will know that it's used to open up for deep breathing. And if you have a cough or a cold or a flu or anything, it will really open up the blockage and help you breathe properly, and calm, help you calm down the inflammation, and also help the circulation, so you can feel more warmth out in your hands, which is also a part of your lungs and your chest and your heart. So, you know, again, you hug people with your arms from your heart. Yeah, it can really help you improve the breathing, and the science also show that it can help reducing the release of the stress hormone, cortisol, the long-time stress hormone. Then because of that, it can feel calming and help you managing stress much better. So, and also again with pain, a lot of people struggling with different kind of pains. Science also have shown that it can help to inhibit the pain receptors, so you will feel less pain. So it's really physical medicine, and it's spiritual medicine because of it's really stimulating the heart chakra to open up, to receive, and also to give. It's like it's give and take. It's harmony. There's balance. You know, green nature. It's balance and harmony. So that by itself is so beautiful, I think. And if you use it as essence, the pine, again, the pine tree, since I have this pine cone like a symbol of the pine tree, since I can't have the whole tree on the table. It have different meanings. For once, the pine is symbolized with a feeling of guilt. So it's really useful for people having this really deep history with feeling guilt, and not this. Of course, we should have this healthy guilt feeling if we really have done something wrong. But a lot of people that I work with and are surrounded with have this deep inner feeling of they cause everything bad. And they always say, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, even if they have nothing to do with it. And they feel, they wake up with guilt and they go to bed with guilt. And I remember that myself from my religion, really. That was one of the things that almost killed me, I will say, solely. This feeling of growing up and was guilty for everything because you were kind of born into guiltiness. It was in the religion I was taught that whatever you did, you couldn't do it right because you were a guilty being. You were filled with sin and you were human. And yeah, so it's really beautiful to detox that harsh feelings of guilt, the not healthy guilt. so to detox that. And there's also, again, there's so many ways in religion. It's not just one way. There's a lot of ways. And some ways in religion have also speculated in, you know, with Adam and Eve, that it was not an apple, but it was a pine cone that Eve was eating from. And that would make sense with the feeling of guilt as medicine from pine to release that guilt. So it's really a deeper level into religion as well, if you believe in that that kind of yeah, history. So that's a way. And another way to use a pine as essence and energy is if you feel really deeply trapped by other people. People having control over you, people that are feeling you are lower and they are higher than you, and you feel small. It can be like you have been raised by one parent that are really ignorant and stubborn and very close-minded and closed-hearted. Or if you had teachers that were that way, or maybe you had a priest, or that just thought that there was just one way, and every time you came with your own opinions and reflections and feelings and meanings, they were just shut down. So you didn't get to develop a healthy inner life, I will say, a strong heart and a strong sense of self-esteem. So when you use pine, it can really open up to raise your self-esteem, to get you back into your true self and your true meanings and feelings, and to stand up for yourself. And then maybe get some help from the essence to release slowly the use or the approval of others because a lot of people feed on getting the approval of others to function, kind of. So you can be more just you and more free in your life. And that's a beautiful thing, I think. So that's the pine, and the pine cone itself, except from what I said, you can make jam of it and eat them, and the seeds, and plant the seeds, of course, and everything with that. The pine cone has really a deep historical and mythical thing as well, because it's one of the most ancient plant families on the planet. And it has been symbolic for the human enlightenment, and the third eye, you know, between your eyebrows, like that represent intuition and seeing clearly from deep into from your soul, and also the pineal gland. And if you see the word pineal gland, it's pine, pineal. So that's very cool, I think. And I think it's the most circulated, or the point in the brain that gets the most blood. So that's a really indicator that that the pine is really getting the circulating, flowing, and clear the mind and help you see deeply. And it's the pine cone is also the forefather, I will say, or foremother to the flower. That's cool. And its spines spiral, much like the sacred geometry of a rose, which is also cool, I think. And from old history, there was a symbol of everlasting or eternal life. So I think pine cone, to bring that on the table, symbolized so many things for me. Open up the chest, open up the heart, free breathing, be free in your own life. You are equal to everybody else. To have healthy boundaries, and to see that we are souls, everlasting souls, and we have the ability to blossom. It's like if you turn around, like I said, the pine cone, it's had the same sacred geometry as a rose. So it's again a symbol of transformation and blooming and really blooming in your own life. So I think that's nice to have with you from the shortest day and the longest night, and evolve into something new, into the new year that is starting. So and the next spirit that I invited in on my table was a picture on one of the decorations with a wolf. And I think the wolf have gotten a lot of bad attention. And for me too, before I got to know really the deep spirit of the wolf, when it came to me, I was also afraid of wolf. It was kind of this harsh animal attacking, killing. I don't know, it was this dark, really dark, dark animal. And it is, but not in my, but the darkness isn't bad. That's the beauty of it. We need the darkness. We need the day and we need the night. we need the sun and we need the moon to have balance. And the wolf spirit is a symbol of the night, you know, the howling at the moon. The moon, this feminine energy, and the night representing to go deep, go into the darkness, be brave, and find the deepest levels of yourself and face your deepest fears. And then out of that comes courage and strength, which really is a symbol of the wolf spirit, and also to trust your instincts. And if you go deep into yourself and really peel off the layers and you face your fears, then your instincts become so much clearer. It's like you go back to wilderness again, and you find yourself from where you're from and where you belong, and when you lived in harmony and balance with everything. So the cool thing with wolf spirit is it has this, I will say, yin and yang inside. It's they are very lonely. There's a lonely path there. When they are small, they have to go this, we say, lonely wolf. So they have to have the element of being alone and manage on their own and be sustainable by themselves and have boundaries. But at the same time, they are one of the most social animals, and they have a lot of loyalty for their family. They really, really fight for their family and stand up for their family. And they really have this integrity and loyalty for their pack. But at the same time, despite this loyalty and integrity, they never give up the individuality of themselves. So they manage to balance this really well with being in a very organized pack, and at the same time being very free spirit and being have their own way of doing things as well. So that's so amazing to watch with them, and this great family values. And what I was most surprised of, it's like they're one of the few animals that mate for life. They are really faithful. So if their mate die, they don't find a new one. So that also, I think, is in these days where there are, we talked about that before, there's so many all over the place, and people have maybe lost belief in love and true love and finding the one. Someone call it soulmate, somebody, twin flame. There are different definitions of these, depends on what you believe in. So, but the true love, I will say, for you to have with you for life. So I really think they bring in this beautiful, again, of individuality. You can be an original. At the same time, you can be social and taking care of your family. And you really, really have loyalty and integrity and take care of your loved ones. And you really want to have this value to mate for life with this one special significant other. And the last one that I brought in on the table, I invited many people and spirit on this table, and that was their spirit. And their has always been dear to my heart. It's followed me forever. That is also a spirit animal for the heart. It's unconditional love. That it symbolizes and it symbolizes peace and serenity. So when it shows up, and if you have this loving for there, you know, this, they have these heart eyes, I will say, when you stare at them, it's like you can see deep into their soul and they can see deep into your soul. And that's why I feel they are so soul filled. They're so filled of love and wisdom they bring also. And this, that they encourage you to be gentle and kind and caring for the people around you, and especially the wounded ones they really take care of. So they have a lovely lesson to learn us about that, taking care of each other, taking a moment to breathe and step out of the rush and clock time and just be still and listen and see each other and see the beauty, because they're really beautiful, and see the beauty around us and not, I know, my fake looks, but the beauty of the heart and the beauty of nature and the beauty of relationships, deep relationships, and the beauty of deep communication, and the beauty of just lighting a candle and look into the flame, and the beauty of being able to be together and sing together or pray together or be still together, or yeah. So they encourage us to that, and they really are, I will say, sacred carriers of peace and innocence that I think we all have inside of us. We are peace and we are innocent deep in our core, in our essence, in our soul, and then we have kind of messed it up on the way because there have been so many people telling us so many bad things and treated us bad because they have been treated bad, and then you have it going, and we have to come to a point when we stop this madness and stop reunited with our light again, and just see the child we are inside, this beautiful dare inside, and this combination of the dare with the peace and serenity and innocent spirit, combined with the wolf that stands up for the beliefs and the values for the family. And that doesn't have to be the blood family. That can be friend family or spirit family or whatever. And to trust our instinct when you have this heart feeling and gut feeling, and just every cell is telling you that there's something that isn't right, and this is what I want to fight for, then you can stand up for that. So to merge these two, wolf and dare, into each other, which is really weird because wolf maybe eat dare. So to find a balance between them. And then you have this pine cone with eternal life and really soul filled, open up the heart and have this flower that is blossoming out of it. If you look into the spiral of the backside of the pine cone, and to represent enlightenment, the light in everybody, in every soul, in everything that is, because we. I think we all are made of stars, starlight, which comes from the sun, which is again light. So, yeah. So this was my explanation to my spirit table, my solstice table or Christmas table, or call it what you want. But to have a deeper meaning, a feeling of gratitude and love, and when you put things on the table, and in just doing that, laying the table, it's kind of a ceremony in itself before the people come, if you invite people, and they can sit down and feel the spirit of it, even if you don't say a thing about, like I did to you now, just to get you to know the deeper understanding. But people can feel it when they come in, the spirit in the room, the feeling that you have did it with love, and just that you invite good vibes into you that feels right for the moment and for the evening, or for the Christmas or solstice or Yule. Yeah. So this was my thoughts about it. So I hope you maybe got some inspiration. That would be nice.